This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is Jeremy Dutcher from his second album, and he's the only artist to have won the Polaris Prize twice so far. That is, let's see if he can do it a third time. Wouldn't that be amazing? I wouldn't put it past him. He's so darn talented. Listen to that voice, eh? And another talented artist here on the show that we're going to play is our featured artist of the week. Ran into her and her friends at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which is what this show is all about this week. And we're going to play a song called Intertribal Happy Feet, featuring the Chippewa Travelers by the incredible Chris Dirksen, right here on the Jukebox.
Thank you.
Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I
keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
I never met a girl like you. Kids are all my little
was the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day, wish you were home beside me.
We've left your bedroom in its place, posters and memories unerased, and I'll never mind.
Standing in the doorway, I hold back my tears. Seems just like yesterday, although it's been years, and I'm missing you now.
Walls the same, love remains, all this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day, wish you were home beside me.
Just in case, open that door, swings, and I see your face, and I'll
leave.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face, and
two of my favorite artists, well, actually it's one artist and two people, but two of my favorite people, that is Twin Flames and Porchlight. I think the last time I ran into them was in Newfoundland, but I spoke to them not too long ago, and I hope that they're doing well and get to see them soon. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox Show. We've got music from Belle and Quinn coming up, a song called Homage, and this is from an artist and group that are Haitian original sisters. And they are based in Canada. They blend Haitian rhythms and world music and jazz, soul, funk. It's pretty heavy stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Also on the show, John Bouti with Tremé song. And this is something that came out in 2010. It was also on the TV show Tremé. That's the main version and the main song. It's like listening to MASH, but different. It's way different, actually. Tremé was a show that was featured on HBO. Alvin Youngblood Hart is on the show. Some blues, Big Mama's Door from 1996. And right now, For What It's Worth, from The Sojourners. And they were on the stage, the gospel stage. Three beautiful men and their voices singing along with a band that was a crackerjack band playing some amazing music. This is a cover of For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Here it is on the jukebox.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. Saying, stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Came. and Papa, man, they sure don't allow me there. What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? Man, what about it? Get in that kitchen, man, and roll 'em till she come home. Get up in them woods, man, we sure had lots of fun. Gonna see my pony run. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road.
Going back to the woods.
Till I come up in Big Mama Dome.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
We'll be right back.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. I'm Michael Stein. Some duck calls are so similar to those of other ducks, the species are hard to identify by voice alone. Others are instantly recognizable, like this one.
I'm just a crazy darn fool duck.
It's the voice of that famous cartoon waterfowl, the manic, lisping Daffy Duck.
You're despicable.
From his debut in the 1937 cartoon Porky's Duck Hunt, the gangly black-feathered Daffy was often paired with shy, stammering Porky Pig and bumbling Elmer Fudd. From the start, Daffy Duck was a cartoon original, wildly outspoken, volatile, and confrontational, truly daft. He paved the way for other screwball cartoon personalities to come.
Who is responsible for this? I demand that you show yourself!
By 1950, another Warner Brothers screwball.
What's up, Doc?
The wisecracking Bugs Bunny had risen to epic stardom. Daffy's insatiable ego cried out for revenge.
I'm not jealous, mind you, but it's just the injustice of it all.
The desperate duck soon chased after Bugs in one comic misadventure after another. And the frustrated Daffy has endured as one of the most memorable characters from the golden age of cartoons.
Well, here we go again.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.